I'm joined by Gina Harden. She's the Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator. She is joining me, and we're talking about the change of time, and that change of time is also a time to change your batteries in your smoke and your CO2 detectors. And I was just telling you, Gina. By the way, Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I was just telling you that the technology that goes in and the technology and how they work right now, the way that they react, that is, they have advanced quite a bit in the last few years. For instance, they're now speaking instead of just a beep or an alarm. Typically, well, at least I know the ones we have will tell us. Attention! In fact, they're dual. We've got downstairs in the family room. We've got dual CO2 and smoke detectors, and it'll tell you it'll warn you. It'll say warning, danger. Not Will Robinson, but danger. You've got there is a carbon monoxide. There is a carbon monoxide issue. Please evacuate. Now, please evacuate now. So they actually speak to you. That's something. I don't know how long that's been around, but it does help immediately. And it'll also tell you if there's a fire. Is there any other detector is there anything else that detects, that a detector would detect?
No, like you said, you can get those fire and carbon monoxide detectors together. I think that is just one unit like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing else that I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah. But the main thing is change the batteries because they, if you haven't changed them in a year, the last thing you want to do is have them expire, and you should be testing them. How often should you test your these detectors?
Well, you should test them at least once a month. There's a button that you push, and it'll be for, like, ours here at my house. You just push the button, and they beep and let you know that everything is good. But with the extra hour that you have with the time change, that it just gives you that extra hour to take care of things like changing your batteries in, like you said, the fires, or your smoke alarm and your carbon monoxide detector. And also look at your weather radio.
Okay. One of the things that usually comes up is how many detectors should you have in your home?
Well, they recommend at least one on each floor.
Okay.
So depending on how many floors you have in your house, you should have at least one on each floor.
Okay. It's also an opportunity to guess when you change the batteries, probably the best thing to do is if in doubt, just change them. You can test it, but if you haven't changed them in a year and they're still good, change them anyway because you don't know. The last thing you want to do is have that detector fail on you when you really need it, right?
Well, exactly, because carbon monoxide is colorless, it's odorless. You really don't even realize that anything is going on. So, I mean, you may have a headache or fatigue or even shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, things that could be associated with, like, the flu. So you might not even realize that you are getting CO poisoning. So. Definitely need to change those batteries.
Okay, so change the batteries. That's basic common sense. Now, it's also an opportunity as we move into the seasons. We're going to be moving into the cold weather season and snow and that sort of thing. You should have a personal preparedness kit is one that you should deal with because I think everybody remembers, well, I'm going to guess most people in Burlington remember an ice storm back a number of years ago, and we had no power for about, I think it was, well, some places it was 2 or 3 days. And,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
What should you have in your personal preparedness kit?
Well, you need to have things like water, a gallon of water per day for 3 days for each person in the household. Look at some non-perishable foods, like canned food. And along with that, you need to have a can opener so that you can open the cans. Look at having a flashlight with extra batteries, a first aid kit, a dust mask, plastic sheeting, maps, maybe a cell phone charger, anything that you think you would need to sustain yourself basically for a few days without power.
Okay, and you should have, I know cell phones have changed a lot of things, but it is still recommended to have a kit in your car as well for any transportation. Is that right?
That is correct. You never know when you're going to get stranded or have an accident or et cetera. So make sure you have a blanket, extra gloves, jumper cables, possibly like flares, reflective triangles that you can put out, definitely an ice scraper. And also look at cat litter or sand if you get stuck on ice or anything, oh, that you can throw that down and hopefully get some traction.
And and make sure your car is, if you're going to be traveling, make sure you filled the car up with gas.
Exactly. I remember my dad always telling me when I was a kid, make sure your gas tank's at least half full all winter long. So, okay, Dad.
And if you're traveling on a trip, keep it as full, because you never know when, when that weather can turn mean. And when it does, it can. And stay with the car. That's the other thing. I know that a lot of people have, if they're a blizzard or something like that rolls in, they say, well, I need to get out and find shelter. Well, your car is your shelter right now, and if you start getting out of it, you may become disoriented, and it doesn't take very long to do that, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, we definitely recommend that you stay in your car. Try not to run it very much if you can. Just turn it on enough to stay warm. Make sure that your pipe is cleared, your exhaust pipe, so that you're not going to get the carbon monoxide in your car.
All right.
Be prepared. Stay with the car.
Be prepared for winter. Be prepared. Change your batteries. And as far as the coronavirus, best advice probably is what? Make sure you've got plenty of masks in your car as well, right?
Well, wash your hands. Stay home if you're sick. Try to avoid crowds if you can. I know a lot of people want to go to some of these events that are happening, but honestly, you really need to be staying home. And hopefully soon we'll have a vaccine and we can get that out to everyone.
All right. Let's hope for good things happening soon. Gina Harden, Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator, thanks for joining me today. And let's hope for a return to normal. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Gina.
Thanks, Steve.